The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey everyone, I'm so excited to have y'all back, but I'm even more excited for our guest today. He is the president of Von Finch Capital, Mr. Stephen Pesavento. Thank you for joining us today, Stephen. How are you?
Cody, I am doing really well. It's another amazing day. I'm super excited to be talking with you and speaking to the audience here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much for joining us. I know you're incredibly busy and got a packed schedule, so we appreciate you joining us today. For those of us that maybe hadn't heard of you, haven't found you on the socials or the interwebs quite yet, would you mind just giving us a little bit of background, where you're from, how you got into real estate, and what kind of real estate you find yourself in these days?
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, and for a reminder for all the people who already do, name's Stephen Pesavento. I'm the founder and president of Von Finch Capital. I'm also the host of the Investor Mindset Show, where we dive into the mindset and strategies that end up leading to creating financial freedom, flexibility, and having more fun. And all of that is built off of real estate investing, passively, actively. We really are able to show people how to have a lot of success there. But I didn't start out in real estate. Might have had a lot of interest and love for it. Growing up in Minnesota, you know, oldest of four kids, I wanted to be one of two things when I was growing up. I either wanted to be a chef like Emeril Lagasse, or I wanted to renovate houses like Bob Vila. But I didn't go that route right off the bat after a career in management consulting, spending a lot of time in the corporate world. I started looking for some other options that could really deliver that passion so I could live that life that I knew was possible. I looked around and saw people who were really just punching a clock and were doing the things day to day just to live for the weekend. And to me, I just thought there's got to be something better. And so I went on this journey. I worked in technology, and eventually all of that HGTV paid off because I finally got started investing in real estate. I flipped over 75 houses my first year, flipped over 200 houses in two different states, all out of state within a three-year period, and built a very successful company. We're a high volume, middle margin, low margin house flipping company, and we're making great income. But, you know, as you're building a company like that, as you're having that kind of experience, and as you're continuing to get more clear on what you really want, I started realizing that I had messed up, that I was building something that wasn't going to serve my long-term vision, and I had to make some changes. So I think we're going to talk about that today.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, you know, we always love bringing on guests, and everyone has this awesome, unique background. So we love and appreciate you sharing your background. But as you mentioned, we're here to talk a little bit about some of the things that may have shaped you from and your career and how successful you are today based on some of maybe the challenges or failures that you had. So if you wouldn't mind opening up and being honest with the audience, just telling us a little bit about, you know, where you saw challenges or where maybe you failed that helped mold to where you are today and as successful as y'all are.
Well, one of the things that I learned very early in my career, and it's one of the strategies that I keep coming back to, is this idea of seeing challenges as opportunities. It's really the way that you make money when you're buying value-add real estate, where you're buying a property, you're seeing an opportunity to improve its value by being able to take it from what it is to what you think is possible, right? You get that clear vision and you're going to turn it into something that's much better. And we talk a lot about this in this tool that we put together called the 5 Success Principles. And we won't have time to talk about all of them today, but I recommend you guys download a copy if you like what we talked about on today's episode. And you can grab a copy at investormindset.com/success. It's a great tool. But one of those ideas of seeing challenges as opportunities ended up leading me to realizing that, you know, every time we have a failure, it's actually not that bad of a thing. It ends up really kind of defining how we react to it is what defines whether or not it's good or bad. But for me in this business, you know, when you go out and you start flipping, you know, 75 houses a year and you've got no experience doing it, the core and key to my success was that I aligned myself with experienced partners who were able to execute our business plan day to day out in the field. Now, our business today in multifamily, we're buying, you know, hundreds of units at a time. same exact strategy, different sector of the industry. But what I realized was that I was in this business and I'm grinding, I'm creating a company. We've got 15 team members that are working hard every single day. We're, you know, sending 100,000 mailers a month. We've got people cold calling, we're texting, and we're buying houses directly from homeowners. We've built a great business. We're making good money. That money is coming in consistently, but something was missing. The same feeling that I had in management consulting is the same feeling that I had in this business. I thought something needs to change. And I couldn't exactly tell what it was, but I actually remember I was sitting in this conference and they were talking about this idea of your ideal client. And it dawned on me that I essentially had built a business around a customer that I wasn't excited to serve. Now, let's be clear. At the end of the day, we were making great money. I was having fun. We built a really great team and I was really enjoying that. But I realized I had built this entire machine around a customer that didn't have the same values as me. You know, when you're buying houses directly from homeowners for 60 or 70 cents on the dollar, you're delivering immense value to these people, helping them out of a tough situation, helping them get rid of a property that is otherwise in terrible shape. And you're going to be able to turn that into something for a new homeowner that they're going to love. And we had a lot of raving fans, people who loved what we did. We also had people who just weren't really that great to work with. And so it ended up leading me down this path of realizing, well, we needed to shift and change this business. We needed to create something that was actually going to serve the people who I want to spend time with. Growth-minded, successful individuals, people like me who are making great money, but really believe that there was more and that they could create a better life through real estate. And that's how we made that shift. But realizing that after building a business where you've literally are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, millions of dollars a year on expenses and marketing and team, and you realize that you're building something that isn't going to serve what you want in the long term. In some ways it was devastating, but for me, I saw it as an opportunity. How can I make this shift? And so we went through the process of shifting who we were serving on that clientele, shifting from focusing on the seller to, you know, focusing on the buyer. How are we going to serve that first time home buyer? Focusing on how are we going to change our business and our structures? How are we going to change the way they're operating? All of these things were strategies that we were executing, but we kept realizing, well, we're really not getting to that place we want to be. And, you know, when you're flipping that many houses, of course, you're going to have some losses that are going to come. But I'll remember a moment at the end of 2018 where interest rates went up for the first time that they'd gone up in years and the whole market froze. And when you're spending the kind of money we're spending on marketing, and when you have 15, 16 houses on your books and you're paying, you know, 10 to 12% interest to your investors, it's a pretty big bill. You're $60, $70, $80, $90,000 a month in interest charges. And all of a sudden, no houses are selling. And the market's frozen for 1, 2, 3 months. And it was very similar to what happened back in 2008. And my partner had been through the recession because I believe in investing with people who have experience and a track record. It's kind of key to Von Finch's model and what we do today. And it's just a big belief of mine, align myself with really experienced people. And it felt a lot like what that was. And so we realized, okay, we need to start making some changes, some shifts. We need to start focusing on long-term investments. Now we can go short-term, but we always want to have long-term debt in place. We want to be able to have that option. And it ended up really leading to pairing that lack of an ideal client, pairing the fact that, you know, we're seeing a change in the market and we want to de-risk and be in a much more conservative, safe position. And then the other piece of realizing that the intention that we had got into this business in the first place for was to create the future passive income, future income based on today's work. And instead, what we were doing was creating big chunks of income that as soon as we stopped working or as soon as we stopped operating the business, that things were going to, the money was going to stop coming in. So it made it super clear that we've got to make a shift. Can you relate to going through anything like that in your life?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of times, anytime we are either forced or need to pivot and to make a change, it's a challenge because most people, myself included, and I think many others, are usually adverse to change, and we're adverse to needing or wanting to be able to pivot. So I definitely agree that anytime that sort of opportunity presents itself, it is going to be a challenge from a mindset perspective, and wrapping your mind around how to make that a positive outcome is probably more challenging than actually doing the work to make the challenge or accepting the challenge. I would add, go ahead.
And I think the other thing that is really big here is when you're building a business, when your ego is wrapped up and your self-worth is wrapped up in your business and who you're showing up as, it is very difficult to step from the top of one mountain, realizing you're on the wrong mountain and you got to go down. And you got to re-climb that mountain. And for all of you people who are considering making a change in your career, you're thinking to yourself that, hey, I want to, you know, start investing actively, or maybe you're even in a place where you're going to be investing passively, but you're going to eventually leave that career. You got to realize that it's a really important thing to start shifting where that self-worth and identity is coming from, because as you start going down that mountain, you're going to start feeling a lot of emotions, and it's not necessarily like you can just jump from one to the other. So it can be a really tough place to be. And when you realize that you've been building something that is not going to serve you, it's tough and it's hard. And it took a little bit of time to be able to accept that. And it's taken even longer to be able to bridge that gap to the next place, to build that momentum, to start realizing that you can get back to where and well beyond, but you've got to have that vision and that belief that it's possible. And it's easy to lose it. It's easy to lose it when you're literally, did I make the right decision? Am I going in the right direction? Should have I just continued to kind of rest on the company and laurels that I built and just accepted where things were at? Now, these are all questions that come up when you go through failure or you go through a change, right? Because I really think less than failing, we realized that it was time for a change, but in some ways that feels like a failure. In some ways it feels like you failed because you failed at being clear on what you actually wanted to build and continuously rechecking in. Am I on the right path along this map, getting to my end goal?
Yeah. And I think we've talked to some others on the show that have had similar kind of thoughts and philosophies that they even said that they probably quit on themselves 3 or 4 times along the journey after they left very successful jobs, maybe in a different type of career or whatever. They made the jump over to real estate, or they went from single family to multifamily, and they quit on themselves, they said. Ultimately, they kept pushing through, but multiple times along the way, whether it was internally or externally, they talked about it. They honestly quit on themselves, but they kept pushing because they did. They saw the vision at the down the road of where they wanted to be, where they could be, whether that was financial freedom or more time with their family, whatever it was, their why is, they use that as a measuring stick to say, is this the right thing that I'm doing? Is this what I should be doing? Am I doing the right things to be successful? And to your point, it's probably even more challenging coming from a place of success and being at the top of a mountain and having to start over. Maybe one of the biggest challenges, mainly to your point of, it hits real hard at our ego, right? We want to be the best. We want to be seen as the best. But when you're not anymore after being up there, it can be humbling, but keep chipping away. Stephen, I did want to ask, you know, for those that may be listening, they're thinking about maybe quitting their career and going full-time into real estate, or they're doing the, hey, I'm in single family and I'm pretty successful, but I see the benefits of multifamily. I know we're talking a lot about mindset and vision and making sure you're on the right track, but from like a physical standpoint, what was maybe the biggest hurdle that you had to overcome to get you with that mindset of, hey, this is the right thing for me moving forward?
Yeah, well, I mean, the key is starting to change and shift those beliefs, right? Mindset is the thoughts and beliefs that end up leading to the actions you take and therefore the outcomes you experience. Mindset is the thoughts and beliefs that lead to the actions you take and therefore the outcomes that you experience in your life. And so by changing those thoughts and beliefs, we can change the actions we take. We can completely change the way that we're showing up in the life that we're experiencing. So I really recommend that if you like what we're talking about here, click over on your app, go and download and listen to the Investor Mindset podcast because we dive into this. I definitely encourage you go grab that success principles at investormindset.com/success. And then you go out and you find some support, right? You need to get yourself in community with other people who believe what you believe, other people who are going to help support you and push you forward. Now I've got a team of great coaches, people who are helping to keep me on the right track, to shift my vision, to shift my mindset, to be able to see what I'm not seeing and help bring me to the highest level. And I think it's critical that you do that. The other piece is to align yourself with great partners. If you're making a change happen, you need to be aligned with people who are going to help support you and have aligned interests as you're going down that path. So I think that's absolutely critically important. But you just got to keep getting up every single day. You've got to have that vision. You got to keep checking back in with it. You got to know that sometimes things take longer than you expect them to take. But at the end of the day, when you are clear on what you want and when you're clear on why you want it, and you found people, the who's, who can help you get there, then you just need to simply strap in and show up day in and day out and do what you need to do in order to get where you want to go.
Absolutely. For those that are maybe listening, we'll make sure to link all that in the show notes so you can grab it quickly. Steven, I think that's as good a place as ever to wrap it up. I would highly recommend everyone taking going back and listening to this one again. A lot of great content, a lot of great stuff. I know we flow through it really quickly here, but make sure you go back and listen, because I think Steven has a lot of great points that you need to be listened to. Steven, for those that maybe want to follow up, they want to connect with you, they want to work with you, where are some of the best places folks can find you at?
Yeah, well, one of the best places is obviously right on the Investor Mindset podcast. You can listen to us twice a week there. Next, you can head over to Investor Mindset and you can find out more about the kind of investment opportunities that we have available. If you like what we're talking about, then I definitely encourage you to take some action and make some shifts happen in your life. And you can shoot me a message directly on your favorite social media at steven.pesavento on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram. We're pretty active there. And someone from our team will reach out. Just let them know that you were listening to this show. And we'd love to hear what you thought and what you're up to. But the biggest thing I want to leave you guys with is you've listened to a story about a person who went from creating something that he had desired and dreamt about creating to realizing that it wasn't the business that was going to serve him in the next 20 years. So ask yourself, how can I relate? How have I gone through something like that? And most importantly, what from today's interview and story are you going to apply directly in your own life? What action are you going to take? What change are you going to make? And decide right now, because you just listened to this, and put it in your calendar, put a reminder. Reach out to that person who can help support you, or reach out and follow up with us to see if we can support. Because at the end of the day, this stuff is only valuable if you do something with it. So take some action. We appreciate you listening.
Absolutely. Thanks, everyone. And we will catch everyone next time.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.